This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Lonely Planet just got a little less lonely with Chris Zaia on Joy Drive.
Chris Zaia, good afternoon. I believe you've already taken over the airwaves, which is fabulous.
I channeled my inner Warren just then. I think I did an okay job.
You did a better job. It's great. We were just laughing because I was running late due to a dentist appointment today.
Oh, jeez.
And so if I sound a bit funny, that might be why.
Uh-huh.
But we've decided now that Thursdays will be appointment day because I can just sit back and Gary and you can do
we can
it.
We can do the little intro. I love a little challenge.
Now, where have you been travelling?
Oh, I have been in for a fortnight. In Dublin and then in London.
How was it?
Cold, to be frank. I was at several internal sales conferences, which was all fine. But I did get up to a little bit of fun whilst I was away. So I did a few interesting kind of travel-y things.
Fabulous.
So I went to what I would rate as one of the funnest exhibitions that I've been into in a very, very long time. I went to the Balloon Museum. Balloon Museum.
As in hot air or balloon?
As in blow up balloons. Blah. Today in what was used to be the Fishmongers area of right on the Thames there in London. So it runs through to the end of April, the exhibition. It's just got extended and it is chaotic fun because you go in this kind of myriad of like Escher painting. So you go up staircases into an exhibition and out another door and through some curtains, and like every exhibition is slightly crazier and wackier than the next. And it was really a load of fun. Apparently it tours around a lot of different cities, but it's just it's having its London residency at the moment. And the chaos. We enter one area and it's a massive ball pit of balloons and people are just diving into these kind of air things.
Did you pop them?
I couldn't stand it. I was like, it was like a soup of people, and I was like, I have to get out of here.
I'm not touching those balloons.
Exactly. So it was really, really interesting. Such a fun exhibition.
Did you do the helium thing?
No, none of that stuff was kind of on offer because it's a bit naughty.
It's not so good
for your health. But yeah, that was super fun. And then when I was in Dublin, I did a drive trip to County Wicklow, which is only around about an hour's drive out of Dublin, going south down towards Cork and Waterford, to a beautiful place called Glendalough. And it's this incredible... Did I get that correct? So it is it's an old kind of monastery and church and graveyard, and it's now part of the national parks in Ireland. Stunning, just stunning. The ruins were stunning. I'm walking around graveyards, living my kind of inner. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, it was fantastic. I felt like I was in a BBC documentary. Here is the tombstone of Edward III.
Were there famous tombstones?
No, I couldn't see. But it was just beautiful because you're surrounded by these incredible woodlands that are just because they're coming into spring, so everything's budding. So it's got that little bit of green, but still the trees. They've got that stark kind of skeletal. Just, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Mist everywhere. Just what you want from the Irish countryside.
Perfect. And I noticed the temperature plummeted here. Is that because you?
Well,
you arrived back.
I know.
Oh my god, it's got as cold as ice.
I bought the chili with me. But it was freezing over there. So 2 days before I arrived in Dublin, it was snowing. So nuts.
Fantastic. Love the snow. We're chatting with Chris Zaia from Lonely Planet. Chris, today, what are we talking about?
So first of all, there is a big thing that is happening at the moment called Click Frenzy.
Oh, I get the
travel.
Emails.
Do you get the... Oh, look at your face. Emails. You're so pained. Is it your tooth or is it what I'm talking about?
No, it's my tooth.
No, it is... Look at this. This specific one is actually really interesting because it is a 5-day, they only do it twice a year, 5-day biannual event that runs right now from March 19 to March 23 with specific travel discount offerings. So it's only the travel stuff that's actually on offer, and the deals are pretty damn good. So we're looking at everything from 999 return flights to Hawaii on Hawaiian Airlines, which is an excellent price. Qatar Airways have something something like 12% discount on all their flights, particularly to Europe and the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysian Airlines is actually offering 15% off flights to, you know, some real favourite places like Japan, Korea, and London.
Satay sticks.
Yakitori, bring it on.
But on the flight, have you had them?
Yes.
Oh, they're so yummy.
Yes, I have. And then even if Bali's your thing, you can save up to 75% on 3-star plus accommodation in places like Seminyak, etc. And then if you're wanting to stay in Australia and New Zealand, Oaks have an incredible deal with 30% savings if you're going to stay 2 or more nights.
Oh, wow.
So there's a load of things that are on offer. Once these 5 days are done, those offers disappear.
Where do you get them, though? Is it across the board?
Yeah, so it is. Oh, so you go to the Click Frenzy site and they will direct you on how to actually go to the claim the deals. A lot of them you have to use codes on websites to when you're at checkouts to be able to get them. Terms and conditions will always apply. You know, I'm big on the terms and conditions. Yes. You always have to read them, know what you're getting yourself into. The dates are fairly likely to be fixed on a lot of these things, and there'll be blackout periods. Now, blackout periods are things like Christmas, school holidays, those kind of times when people are traveling in great numbers, and the offers are going to be limited. So it is going to be first come, first serve. And we're on the 21st, so there's only another 2 full days of the program to run.
Oh, this is amazing, because when you said Click Frenzy, I'm thinking of a particular airline that sends out frenzy emails all the time. This is not that. This is biannual sale.
This is a dedicated website called clickfrenzy.com.au. Yep. This is their 5-day travel special. Normally runs in late March, sometimes in April, and then always in August.
Right.
So this is the time, if you're thinking about traveling later this year, is really jumping online and grabbing some savings, because there's some good stuff on offer. It's not too dodgy. You know, you get some of these emails and you think, oh God. But this one's quite good.
Okay. Do you like Easter eggs?
I'm not a big chocolate
fan.
No,
you're not, are you?
No, I'm not a big sweet. I like sweet things. Like, I like cakes with like pear and berries and things like that. But
not chocolate.
Not a huge chocolate.
You prefer a hard boiled egg.
I do like a hot cross bun. I can do a hot cross bun, but not with chocolate. It's got to be with
not chocolate. No, nothing chocolate. Okay, well, Easter is coming up. What do we need to know? Because we know that the queues are huge. The airports are flat out.
It is a horrific time to be traveling, but we know that a lot of people do want to travel, because you can extend your holidays really easily by adding, you know, a couple of days leave onto that kind of 4-day block. It's a really good way to extend your leave, but it is really expensive to travel at Easter. So we do get asked quite a lot, is like, can you still get decent fares, or is it just a time that you should avoid? And it was interesting, because Compare the Market actually have done all the hard work for us, and they actually came out, they did some Skyscanner analysis, and they looked at flights from Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane during late March and into April, and they found out that there were still some really decent offers.
So you can.
Yeah, so these were flights that are one way, no baggage, and the prices are ridiculous. So Melbourne to Sydney on the 26th of March, $46. Melbourne to Brisbane on the 3rd of April, $89. And Melbourne to Hobart on April the 13th, $62. They're some of the lowest fares that they were able to find. But what they also found, and this is Compare the Market, there are definite dates to avoid. So it becomes very expensive in the lead up to Easter. So next week is when all the prices really hit the maximum. So that 25 to 28 March is the most expensive.
But so if you went on the Tuesday or something like that?
Still really expensive. So that's what they kind of found in their study. So they're saying it's best to avoid that week.
Okay.
Potentially travel the week after if you can. But, you know, there are some deals that are out there, and we know that some people are like, well, I just want to travel for Easter because, you know, I'm going to visit family and friends and whatever and what have you, and you're just going to suck up the price. But it's good to know that there are still a few things out there that you can get your hands on. But then the other option is traveling by car, like, you know, jumping in the car and doing a road trip. That's what we're going to be doing. So we're going up to Beechworth. We're off to Beechworth.
What are you going to do in Beechworth?
We've got friends up there, so we'll spend some time with them. And we apparently have the ghost tour at the asylum booked on the Saturday night. So if I don't see those two little girls from The Shining, I'm going to be very disappointed.
You will see. You'll feel something, though.
I hope so.
You will.
It's going to be kind of cool and dark and scary.
I love Beechworth. Yeah. It's so good up there.
Yeah,
and there's some really nice restaurants and wineries and stuff.
And, you know, maybe I might have to have a tipple before I go, just so It's coming here.
Have an Easter egg or have a hard-boiled egg in your case. Hey, you mentioned that these Easter travel deals, they're one-way, no baggage or no bags?
One-way, no bags.
No bags.
Yeah, no bags.
So that means we can go on it. Yep. So...
Warren, under my eyes.
With no bags, is that hard to travel?
So that's no checked bags. So you're obviously able to take your carry-on. So it is about how you check your carry-on and how smart you are. And for a four-day trip, I think, carry-on is achievable. Mm-hmm. A couple of sets of undies, a couple of T-shirts. Yeah,
you can always take a cake of soap and wash your undies in the sink.
I heard a horrific, story about, when you're in hotel rooms, all the rage now is those Nespresso kind of coffee machine,
Yeah.
And the big story is that apparently the people boil the water in the back and that's where they put their undies in there to kind of wash their undies in the hot water. The big internal chatter at Lonely Planet at the moment is avoid having a coffee in those machines, particularly if there's water already sat in the thing. And apparently it's one of the least cleaned parts of your hotel room because the cleaners in the hotel often forget to actually look at the that tube at the back that holds the water. So if you're going to use one of those machines in your room, maybe think twice or give it a good rinse.
Disinfect it beforehand. That's terrible.
Bit of Dettol.
I use them. I ask for more pods all the time.
Oh,
okay. No more undies in the coffee machine. Chris, so good to see you.
Good to see you.
And chat with you.
And next Thursday or the Thursday after, I'll be doing the intro, so it's fine.
I love it. You can do the whole show. I'm going to book all my appointments. Haircut, everything. Chris Iyer from Lonely Planet. Catch you in a couple of weeks.
Good to see you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.